question about technology. What do you think the net influence of technological progress in India has been? When I first went to India, there was only one channel and a simplicity to life. We played carom, talked, danced, and went places. Now all my aunties do is sit and bless the television. You write about baby Kachama nurturing a spectacular garden but abandoning it for satellite television. But yet, I saw you first on C-SPAN, and your points will be helped by technology and digital. But where do you see the conflict or contradiction?
I mean, the conflict is there in every form of technology, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to know, and it's hard to answer that question in any, with any kind of concrete principle. Mm-hmm. All that you could say is, of course, I mean, it's interesting that you did have this one completely state propaganda Doordarshan television channel in India, and now you have Rupert Murdoch and the whole, you know, MTV and all that. Still, it doesn't reach, you know, a huge number of people like television in the United States. But there again, now it's like, what, you know, how do we in a world that isn't pristine, mm-hmm. how do we fight back? Mm-hmm. You know, you can either be pristine and say, I won't be on TV and I don't believe in digital technology and I don't want a laptop and I'll never be published by a mainstream publisher, and those are principal positions. Or you can say, look, you know, I don't know how exactly I'm going to negotiate this, but I mean, my own pristineness is not the issue here.
Mm-hmm.
You can go crazy on that end also. It's a question of, you know, it's a question of how you choose to play it. And, you know, I mean, other than everything else, say somebody like me, the first part of my life was spent battling the brutality of Indian tradition. I grew up in a village. I mean, my nightmare was that I would never get out of there, that I would have to marry some man there who would beat me up on weekends, and, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a nightmare, and you walked out of it, and then you come up against something else that's equally monstrous, and then you try and find a path through both these things, you know? So there isn't some biblical, you know, commandment that I can hand down about these things.
In God of Small Things, Esther and Rahel notice a kind of hidden justice. Miss Mitten, the lady who had scorned Esther and Rahel for reading backwards, later is run over by a milk truck, ironically reversing into her. Are there hidden justices that you can call to mind in real life, or that you've witnessed recently?
I'm sure there are, but I can't, I can't sort of come up with them immediately. But
and you talked about the Iraqi resistance, that's a violent struggle. How do you, is there a contradiction in supporting a peace movement in the United States, a nonviolent peace movement, supporting that, and yet a violent struggle overseas?
No. There isn't a contradiction, because I think people would like to see a contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that, you know, there is a danger of us being co-opted I come from a country where, let's say, the predominant mode of the freedom movement was nonviolent resistance. Mm-hmm. I think it really expanded the political imagination. And I think the main thing was it gave women a space in the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not going to say, you know, that I believe in violence, not until I myself am willing to pick up a weapon. And I'm not in that situation now. But at the same time, I'm not willing to preach to the Iraqis or the Palestinians about nonviolence, because I'm not in their position. I'm not in a space where the American army is coming and breaking into my house and torturing prisoners and, you know, humiliating people in that violent way.
Mm-hmm.
And so how, I mean, how, on what basis can look at the way the Americans have treated any kind of nonviolent protest in Iraq, just by firing into them, banning their newspapers, banning Al Jazeera. Who are we to tell the Iraqis how to run their resistance, you know? And by saying that I don't support that, it means you support the occupation then, you know, which I don't. So there's absolutely no contradiction there, you know. Obviously, in a perfect world, I believe deeply in nonviolent resistance, and that's what I spend all my time trying to, you know, expand or think about or be involved in. But there's no contradiction, you know. I mean, first of all, you condemn a violent occupation. First of all, you condemn dropping daisy cutters and you depleted uranium and sanctions that kill hundreds of thousands of children. And, you know, I mean, absolutely no contradiction for me.